Good afternoon, everybody. Today is my last and final podcast that deals with my research of why airline companies are transitioning from their less expensive older aircraft models to the new aircraft models. So question one was to discuss what you learned based on the course learning outcomes you have selected. So the five, I'll discuss the five course learning outcomes, with the first one being recognize the problems faced by the airline operator. So I have learned through my research that one of the problems faced by the airline operators was the aging fleet. This was applied in my research by discovering that airline carriers are replacing their outdated aircraft with new models right from the production line. The second course learning outcome is to evaluate the performance of airline personnel in dealing with consumers. In my research, it can be concluded that the new aircraft help for airline personnel to better deal with consumers because not only are the aircraft more reliable, but people enjoy flying on these new aircraft rather than the old ones. This was applied in my research when researching all the advancements in the new models. For my third one, it would be examine the consequences of future mergers and consolidations of aviation firms. Now, a merger, this really wouldn't hurt in a merger because it would mainly benefit the company for getting new aircraft, right? But not old aircraft. My fourth one is to evaluate the current and future state of commercial air carriers, regional and commuter carriers, and general aviation. Well, the current and future state of commercial air carriers and general aviation is looking very strong. Now, I applied this to my research by looking into the 20-year forecasts from both Boeing and Airbus. And they both predict record numbers of new planes to be needed and new flyers. For my fifth one was to research the information technology and its benefit to the airline operators. Well, this fit right into my topic because the research was focused on the benefit of new aircraft and with new aircraft, which included IT for airline operators. Now, I'm just going to discuss my overall findings. Throughout my research, I was able to come to a conclusion that not only are airlines bringing in record profits, which are allowing them to reinvest in their companies, but also some of the aircraft are reaching the age to where they are or where they will be needed to be replaced. So airline companies are placing orders for hundreds of aircraft. They're planning for a 10-year forecast or growth. So, and they're also ordering these to benefit for the extremely efficient aircraft now. So this is why the airline companies are purchasing new aircraft in record numbers. Thank you for tuning in.